Welcome to Shomar Shava on the Daf. Shir sponsor Leinishbas Aram Biakav Shalom Leav Asitzchok. We're holding the Chagigo Daf Tes. The Gemara Amud Beis says Omer Lebai Hey Lehilil Ma'i Dichtiv. What it says in the pasuk V'shaftim Urizim Ben Tzadik LeRosho Ben Oyved Eloikim LaShelo Yavodo. The difference between a tzaddik and a rosho, someone who worships Hashem and someone who does not worship Hashem. So the Gemara Amud Tzadik I know every Eloikim. How you rosho I know LaShelo Yavodo. This seems the pasuk is repeating itself. Tzadik and Oyved Elokim is the same. Rosh Hashaloi Avod Elokim is the same. Says the more no. Omer la'avodoi v'lo avodoi tarvai tzadik gemurininu. They're both are big tzadikim, the ones who are Oyved Hashem, the ones who are not Oyved Hashem. But, ein odoim esher nepirko mea pe'omim, l'shoi nepirko mea ve'echot. It's not the same thing, someone who chazes 100 times, and someone who chazes 101 times. The one who chazes 100 times is considered to be Asheloi Avodoi, the one who did not worship Hashem. And the one who chazes 101 times is the one who's Oyved Hashem. And the Gemara continues and says, because of one time he's not Oyved Elokim, the Gemara says, yes, go out to the market and you see that once you go above a certain limit, you come to a new territory, a new category. Now this Gemara obviously needs a lot of hesber. What does it mean? 100 times the chazer and 101 times the chazer, such a big difference between them. What's shouting the Gemara? The simple understanding of the Gemara is that 100, 101 doesn't really mean 100, 101. It really means that a person did the extra effort. He did a little more than what he wants to do, a little more than what he's used to do. So then that extra effort, that extra one, makes the whole difference. And that's what Baal HaTanya writes, that in those days it was normal to chaz 100 times. So 100 was just the usual thing. The one who did 101, he is a mamash Oyved Elokim. He did more than what he's used to. He did a little bit more l'shem shamayim. And the name of the Baal Shem Tov was brought down. That the Baal Shem Tov said that what it means, me'a ve'echot pa'ami, means that you mitzareft your limud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'a ve'echot means me'a, the times you learned, ve'echot, and one more, and the more, one more is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to these first two pshatim, it doesn't really mean 100, 101. It's a concept. You do a little more than you need to. You do the extra limud that brings the Kodesh Baruch Hu to the picture. The Marsha of Yirin Chidush HaGodes says more specifically to the number. The Marsha explains that the Gemara brings David HaMelech Zosaken to say 100 brachas each day. So you say 100 brachas means you have the Meah, the 100, who's killed all the brachas in the world. Why Davka 100? So the Masha explains that 100 is connected to three levels of neshama that Adam has. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. When you do 100 for the Nefesh, 10% of it, the Maisir, goes to the Ruach, the higher level of the Neshama. And 10% of that goes to the highest level the person has in his body, which is the Neshama itself. So in order to get that one, which is the highest level, to have something, to have some Ruach that goes to the Neshama, you must have 100. 100 at the lowest level gives 10 to the level above that, 1 to the level above that. Says in the Marsha, that's what it means 101. Because after you took care of the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama of Adam, you have one more which is Shayach to the Yoni. That's the 101 times. In the Arizal is brought down another pshat. We have a sefer called Shar Ma'amori Chazal, of the Ari of Chaim Vital. And in that sefer, there is a Pirushim on Seches Chagigo. And the first shtickle of Masechet Chagigo speaks about this Gemara. And the Arizal explains as follows. The Malach, who is responsible for forgetting, the Malach of the Shichicho, he's called Mem Samech. That's what he's called. Why Mem Samech? Explains the Arizal, we know that a mask is called in the Torah Masve, which you're going to put a Masve on his face. Means the Mem Samech is a blockage, not to be able to connect to the face. Also, Mem Samech, this Malach, is a blockage for a person to forget his learning, to separate from his learning. So Mem Samech is the Malach of Memunah and Shechicha. Mem Samech is Gematria 100. That's why a person learns only 100 times, he will forget. And the Megal Amukas, he adds more to it. He says, really, the Satan in general is called in the Bepiyah Mekubalim the Samech Mem. Samech Mem is the name of the Satan. Samech Mem is Gematria 100. That's what we refer to when we say you learn 100 times. 100 times means you're still under the koyach, the shlita of the satan. But 101 is the gematria of Michoel. That's the malach who is responsible for Am Yisrael. That's the good malach. So when a person learns 100, he's under the shlita of the satan. He learns one more, he becomes under the shlita of the malach Michoel. And just to put all that together, the Shlok tells us that when you take the word Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, the oisiyos ne'elamos, what's oisiyos ne'elamos? The letters that you do not write. Every letter that you write, when you write the letter Mem in Moshe, Mem is really Mem and Mem Sofis, but you write only the first letter. The letter Shin is Shin Yud Nun. If you just write the first letter, Yud and Nun are Ne'elam. And the letter He is He and Aleph. You just write the first letter He. When you take the Ne'elam of Moshe, which means the Mem, Yud, Nun, and He and Aleph, that's Gematria 101. That's the Ne'elam of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu has within him that Koyach, which is above the Mem Samech, the Samech Mem, which takes away the Shechicha. He has the power beyond the power of the Chochmah. HaChocho Me'ayin Timotze. Me'ayin is numeric value 101. And it's brought down, Yitzhak Eisenhower brings it, and Sifri Chassidus bring it, that Parshas Tetzaveh, which is the one parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu has not mentioned since he's born, the number of the psukim in that parasha is 101. Because we talk about the Ne'elam of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's Ne'elam is 101. In other words, when Moshe Rabbeinu is hiding, when Moshe Rabbeinu is covered, is the Chochmah, which is beyond the Samech Mem, beyond the 100. So Yimele, what it means is like this. A Peshayna Perikah Me'avechot Pahamim, 101 times, belongs to the Darga of 101. And the Darga of 101 is the Darga which overcomes the Inyan of Shechicha, of forgetting, and reaches the Inyan of remembering. That's called Oyved Eloikim. Very deep stuff, but kedai to know these keys. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shoveh email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshoveh@gmail.com.